Willie Taho is kindly with us today from Te Kaha, where there is a veil of sadness as he lays to rest one of his uncles, who's been quite a strong contributor to the housing mahi that Willie has been doing of late. I'll allow him to to us about the work of Eddie Matchett. But a warm welcome to you, Eho, from beautiful Te Kaha. Willie Taho, today, tēnā koe, Will.
Kia ora, Dale, and kia ora to all the listeners. I just want to firstly acknowledge the passing of Uncle Para Matchett last week. Passed away in Hawke's Bay and was cremated there. I want to acknowledge his younger brother, Eddie Matchett, who was the chair of Te Whanau a Te Ehutu of the Te Kaha area within Te Whanau Panui. And for me, he was an uncle that covered many facets of my life as a young fella growing up, but more importantly, in more recent times when we started the housing build, he was my project manager, and from last July through to February of this year, he oversaw the development of our first 10 houses as a young 80-year-old.
Just lost you there for a moment, Willie. Are you back now?
Sorry, mate. He oversaw our developments for our housing for our first 10 houses from July last year through to February of this year, and that was as a young 80-year-old.
What a good man. And of course, you know, he's set a good foundation or framework for you to work forward from, if I can use that building term. So tell us a little more about his life, if you'd be so kind, because a lot of our old timers deserve, you know, a bit of reflection too as they pass on, and as well as his housing mahi in later life. Tell us a little more about how his life unfolded, please, Willie.
Oh, look, he was born here in Te Kaha. He comes from the Kingi, the Rawson, the Matchett lines. Also the Wiki Tapu in the Ngāti Porotarangi Tukia, right through to Tokomaru Bay. So we've had all of those whānau from all of those iwi into Tūranga as well, Rongo Whakata and Te Aitanga Mahaki here over the last 2 days. And he was born here, went to Hato Petera College, St. Peter's Māori Boys College in those days, with the likes of Toby Curtis and others. And then he went and served in the army, went to Malaya from 1961 to 1964 for all the work that he did back here in Te Whanau Apanui, Eastern Bay of Plenty. He received the Queen's Service Medal, so he was the chair of many of our trusts and corporations. He was a leader in the beekeeping and the Manuka honey industry. 20 years ago, they set up Pakari Beekeeping, because they could see there was value that they weren't capturing. And so he was a real trailblazer, and in some respects before his time. And so that's why we've had hundreds of people here, and we've got a big crowd here just having a hākari at Te Kaha Marae before we take him to Te Piki in the Cape Runaway area where his farm is, and that's where he will be buried.